This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yay!
Yay! We are so happy that you're here with us today because we are bringing it for you today. What Hollywood couple says they don't believe in monogamy? Ooh, we'll tell you coming up. And Oprah is just like us.
Well, yeah.
Just kidding. I mean, she's so rich, you'll be shocked to hear what she did. And now it's time to take a toast with the West Coast. What's up, Heidi and Frank?
Hey, Atlanta.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
All right, Portia, you're going to start us off today with some big news, girl. What is it?
Yep, guess who's about to break into acting, directing, and producing?
Who? Oh.
Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Justin recently sought out Adam Sandler and David Spade after breaking into the film industry.
Oh.
Yeah. Those are the two people he went to for acting advice?
Yeah, that's who he went to. Now, Justin has appeared in cameos himself in Zoolander sequel, Punk'd and SNL, and he did two episodes of CSI playing a serial killer.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of serious roles, Portia, now, weren't you one of the stars of Sharknado?
I sure was.
Yes, honey. And you're also on a play that's touring, correct?
Yes, with Two Can Play That Game.
Okay, so
play.
What is your acting advice for Justin?
Oh, I would just say, in the beginning, you have to just be a method actor.
So are you a method actress?
Oh, yeah. When I come to set, I'm already super bitchy and, like, I'm taking whoever bitches
man. Girl, that's natural, girl.
No, it's not. I don't take people's man, no.
Oh,
no, but, you know, I'm playing Connie in Two Can Play That Game, and she stole Shantae's man. So I have to, like, already be, like, Hasa Diddy and that bad bitch.
Girl, that's how you walk in here.
I do.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of like a documentary, then.
She's nothing.
That's art imitating life.
Hello.
Well, yesterday, I don't know if you guys were on the internet, but the trailer for Star Wars The Last Jedi dropped, and the world stopped.
Oh. Yeah,
about
whose world?
2.5 minutes. Everybody's world. The internet was completely freaking out. Are you with me on this one, Frank?
Oh, I'm totally with you on this one. Oh, I can't wait.
All right, let's see what everybody's so excited about.
I've seen this raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
I don't.
But you know who else is here for The Last Jedi?
Who?
Kate Hudson is. And Jazz Gad captured her shock reaction and posted it on Twitter. And excitement, I think, speaks for at least a large percentage of this room.
This is almost as shocking as we found out Jon Snow's his aunt or something like that on Game of Thrones, right?
Oh, you're talking about Khaleesi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his aunt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'd her your aunt, too.
Oh, hell
Khaleesi.
Yeah, I would. I'd brag about you. Well, Mickey Rourke has gone under the knife again, and this time he got his legs removed.
What?
Oh, my God, the
his
horse!
What?
Look at this picture. It looks like he had his legs cut off, and it's a weird illusion.
No,
he didn't get his legs cut off. He actually got a nose job, and Mickey posted this photo of him post-op, writing, "Moments after, nose surgery with Dr. Deer. Now I am pretty again, LOL, one more to go. Emoji, smash nose face."
Wow. You know what? For those of you who don't know, that movie, 9.5 Weeks, with him and Kim Basinger, where there's ice cubes. He was so hot, so handsome, so sexy.
But then he also tried boxing along with the acting, and that's what busted up his nose. So he's had 5 surgeries since 2009, and so now he's saying one more to go, and he's back to pretty face.
I don't think he should be playing. I don't think he should be boxing anymore. Obviously, he's not good to get hit in his nose directly that many times.
No, he's done. When you start getting those 6, you're done with
Mayweather
boxing.
Don't look like that.
And he's also like
Mike 16. Tyson don't look like that.
Donald Trump may soon be dealing with a war of the wives.
Oh, what happened?
So Ivana Trump, she wrote a book called Raising Trump, and she's out promoting the book, and she told Good Morning America that not only does she have a close relationship with Donald Trump, but that she's also stolen Melania's title.
How often do you two talk?
Talk about once a 14 days. I have the direct number to White House, but I don't really want to call him there because Melania is there, and I don't want to cause any kind of jealousy or something like that because I'm basically first Trump wife, okay? I'm first lady, okay?
Did she just pull a Ray J, I hit it first?
Yeah.
She kind of did.
All right, then.
Ivana then said it's better for Melania Trump to be in the White House than her because she simply hates Washington, D.C. She added, "Would I straighten up White House in 14 days? Absolutely. Can I give the speech for 45 minutes without teleprompter? Absolutely. Can I read contract? Absolutely. Can I negotiate? Can I entertain? Absolutely. But I would not really like to be there. I like my freedom." That's what she said.
That was a great read, actually.
That was.
Put that on the resume.
That's
Ivana Trump.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write that
you
down.
Should.
I didn't even know that I did her.
So tell me Melania took the high road and didn't say anything.
So in response, Melania's reps released a statement saying, quote, "Mrs. Trump loves living in Washington, D.C. and is honored by her role as First Lady of the United States. She plans to use her title and role to help children, not sell books."
Oh.
"There's clearly no substance to this statement from an ex. This is unfortunately only attention-seeking and self-serving noise."
Wow.
Oh. They may not have said it as angry, but that's how I'm reading it.
Well, guys, I bet you didn't know this. Kristen Bell has to work hard, extra hard, to be monogamous.
Oh,
what? Yeah.
She's married to Dax Shepard, right?
Oh, Kristen, yes. She's married. She's been married for 4 years, I think, to Dax.
Well, that's awful to hear if you're Dax Shepard.
Kristen is interviewed in the November issue of Men's Journal and explained that she doesn't believe that humans are meant to be in a monogamous relationship.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Did she let him know this before they got married? Like, just so you know.
If you thought that, why would you ever get married?
I don't know.
Right. Well, I think that, and I will still get married, but let me explain what she said. Now, Kristen says Dax is very open about what he needs to stay satisfied in their marriage and doesn't hesitate to let Kristen know when he needs more of something. Mm-hmm. She says this is important because if one partner isn't satisfied, you can kiss it goodbye. Somebody's gonna stray.
Heidi was in a relationship that was sexless, and she ended up getting out of it.
Sexless?
Yeah, last 4.5 years, not even a French kiss.
But why were you guys not having sex or kissing?
She wasn't interested.
Well, why now she got in a relationship?
Yeah, why she? That's selfish.
No.
That's 4 years of prison.
Oh, it was. I was a miserable.
No, they have more sex in prison.
All right, y'all. Well, honey, Oprah joined Ellen DeGeneres, y'all, for a game of burning questions. Mm. And Oprah, honey, guess what? She described her most recent bank deposit.
What did you go to the bank for?
To deposit $1 million.
Really?
Yeah. I just wanted
like
to.
Like a check?
Yeah. I just wanted to go there just to do it, just to see.
You stood in line?
I stood in line.
And deposited $1 million?
Yeah, just to do it.
Wow. How did that feel?
It felt fantastic.
I bet it did.
It was fantastic.
That's all.
Actually, it was $2 million.
I don't know why, but I feel like I'm too poor to laugh.
No. That just made my spirit happy.
Yeah, me.
But you notice how silent the audience was. I mean, they were really responding to her. It's like nobody can actually relate to that. I mean, the first time when I first got into radio and I moved to Milwaukee, Wisconsin for my first job, I had to go open a checking account. And I walked in and the woman actually said to me, she goes, "Oh, to open your checking account, you have to have $100. She looking at me, she said, "I have $100 to my name." I'm like,
Yeah.
But you get $100. After the break, we'll tell you which celebrity's girlfriend got a tattoo of his face. Some people never learn.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation, and congratulations, you made it.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back.
Hey, listen, big things are popping. Jhené Aiko, she has, you know, officially divorced her longtime husband, Dr. Genius.
Oh, okay.
And I know it's not award season anymore, but we have an award to give her.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the For the D Challenge is...
Yeah. Jhené Aiko!
Finalized last weekend. What better way to celebrate than by getting a tattoo of your current boyfriend's face on your arm? Oh,
wow. I have not seen this since Amber Rose had Wiz Khalifa's name on her arm.
Now, for those who don't know, Big Sean is her current boyfriend. Soon as there was trouble in paradise, he swooped in there like Scottie Pippen catching a rebound and dribbled it to the hole. No pun intended. He did an album with her. Yeah. And this tattoo, though, is phenomenal.
Yeah, it is.
Lost her mind, though. Bless her soul. Something is wrong with her. Look how Big Sean, he left all those other girls, honey, just high and dry, crying, and you're going to put a picture of him on your arm? No, ma'am.
And then some people may bring up the question, should you get a ring before the tattoo? But you know what? In these days, tattoos are the new rings.
Oh, no, please don't say that, because I ain't getting nobody's face on my body.
Like the Jigamin Hov, Jay-Z. He and Beyonce have matching tattoo rings.
And that's cute. That's adorable. Yeah. That's what I was just about to say. What happened to his initials first?
Then if he
stick around for another year, maybe his first name.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe, you know, our name together in a heart.
Right.
Then, like, by the time I put your face, we done had kids. We had our 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
My God. Moving on, Nelly has been on tour with country band Florida Georgia Line and was arrested over the weekend for allegedly raping a woman after his concert.
He has
adamantly denied the accusations and says he will fight everything to clear his name.
But can we also point out the fact that he was arrested and the charges have been dropped?
Thank you.
Nelly was arrested
and the charges have been dropped.
Because people only hear the rape charge.
Exactly.
Part.
Well, since the story broke, fans started posting videos of what he does at concerts. He chooses young girls out of the audience, and well, people are saying it gets a little weird.
I tell you what, come here. Stand right here.
Who wants to go first?
All right, y'all, so switching gears, honey. Do you all know what you need?
What?
A good deal.
I like
you. You're damn right we do.
It's a good deal, and lucky for you, it's deal time! Baby, check out this ultimate five-piece travel hairstyling kit, y'all. Now, it comes with all of the essentials for your traveling needs, whether you're on a long trip or an overnight stay, or just need a quick hairstyle refresher anywhere on the go, honey.
Ooh.
Now, it includes a high-powered, foldable hair dryer, a flat iron, a curling iron, a heat protective glove, and a travel bag that comes in black or white. Now, it's conveniently compact, so you don't have to be that crazy bag lady, honey, when you're on the go.
Okay, Gary, stop teasing me. How much is it?
Ooh, girl, let me tell you, baby. With all these pieces, you could spend as much as $300, but why would you when you can get this kit for only $29? All y'all gotta do is just head over to moneysave.com, honey, and get to savings.
All right, y'all, coming up next after the break, L.A. is hanging out with the hilarious Wendy McClendon Covey. So you have, like, 2 minutes to use restroom, grab a snack or something, but whatever it is, make it quick. 2 minutes.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. You know her from Reno 911, Bridesmaids, and currently in the 5th season of The Goldbergs. People, welcome Wendy McClendon Covey.
Yay.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
It's very exciting.
I am on board with the show.
Took
me 5 seasons, but it's one of the best shows out there.
It really is. So funny. And
thank you.
You know, it's one of those shows that because we are children of that era, so you watch the show with somebody who didn't grow up then, you find yourself going, oh my God, there
That is so true. Yeah. That is exactly how it just, you guys nail it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a fun show for people to watch with their kids because they can say, look, I suffered through that just like you. You know, we dressed different.
Look at those sweaters.
We had amazing sweaters. But, you know, look, all the same stuff with kids trying to get away from their parents or having their awkward phase or going through the pubening. You know, the worst.
The episode.
You're going through it. We went through it. We're all going to live. Yeah. So
what can we expect on the fifth season of the Goldbergs?
Well, coming up, we have a fabulous guest star, Bill Goldberg. No relation.
Okay.
That's the weird. WWE.
Oh,
okay.
Goldberg.
Bill Goldberg. Yeah.
Of course.
So we have an ongoing character named Coach Meller. This person really does exist, and he was a very tough coach. And turns out he has a much more imposing older brother who's way more successful and coaches at a college. And I mean, listen, I'm putting it out there. I want to see this spinoff. They are so funny together. Brian Callen versus Bill Goldberg. We were so lucky to have Bill. He's super funny. But I hope he starts taking care of his physique.
Yeah, he's a real, go to the gym.
Work out once in a while. Twice a week,
maybe.
Yeah, get out in the sunshine.
Would it kill you?
And you know, take your vitamins. No, he's in amazing shape.
Well,
and,
since the Goldbergs is set in the 80s, we wanted to play a little quick game with you, rapid fire. I'll give you two things, and you just pick one that pops in your head, okay?
Okay.
Prince or Michael Jackson?
I love them equally. I would go to the prom with either one.
Oh, no. Diplomatic.
Yeah.
Whitney or Madonna?
Madonna.
The Cosby Show or the Golden Girls?
Golden Girls forever!
Yes!
Which Golden Girl are you?
Rose Nylund.
Me too! Rose Nylund! Yeah. I want to be Blanche.
And Sophia, because I always have my purse, usually.
Who is the slut?
Blanche Devereaux.
Yeah.
All right, The Breakfast Club or Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Ooh. Oh, man. Ferris.
Yeah.
Ferris.
All right, your first car since you're a child of the 80s.
Okay, it was a hand-me-down from my parents. It was a 79 Monte Carlo.
Ooh!
Yeah. But
nice.
Six people. Really easy to parallel park.
And biggest regret of the 80s?
That I spent so much time feeling insecure when I should have just been a kid and not worried about what anyone was thinking about me because no one was thinking about me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being honest and coming in and hanging out with us. Be sure to watch The Goldbergs. It airs on Wednesdays, 8, 7 Central on ABC. Thank
Wendy.
You so much, Wendy.
All right,
thank
you.
Wendy
Bella Hadid just fed the Twitterverse so much material.
Really?
What'd she do?
Here's what happened. She went shoe shopping with Complex and admitted that sneakers on a man is the first thing she notices. But when she described her sneaker turn-ons and turn-offs, Twitter completely turned up.
If homeboy is coming through with these,
right. It's
quiet. Yeah, no,
right.
It's quiet for him. But, like, if he comes through in, like, these,
homeboy's
gonna, like, get it.
But, yo, so that allowed the internet to create these he's gonna get it memes, and Twitter got really creative. I have actually renamed some of these in my head, like these joints right here that I like to call the Outback Ones. For people who like athletic sandals, perhaps you might like the Jesus Threes.
Oh, I hate that. I hate when people put their socks on with their sandals.
Yeah, what's that about?
People like skating. People like cowboy boots.
Oh.
So with these Rodeos.
No, Rodeos. Goodbye.
Now, out of all these, which one is y'all favorite?
Oh, the snakes.
The snakes,
yeah,
for sure.
I'm gonna lick them toes, okay? I'm gonna lick that seasoning and garlic butter off them toes.
Ain't one on them things.
What?
Might bite them for real.
Ooh!
The show is over, but make sure you go to MorningSave.com to catch today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.